happens in Florida is many times gives you insight into what's going to happen in America soon. Because I think we're at the forefront of what's happening in this country, right here in the state of Florida, and right here in Tampa Bay, and right here in St. Petersburg.
Governor Charlie Crist told the business community that Florida is an economic leader. Even though the stock market has recently tumbled, Crist said that Florida's economy was safe.
And the good news is, as a Floridian, we're almost recession-proof in this state, as you know. We still grow by about 1,000 people every single day. Every day, just coming into Florida. And I bet you've heard, you know, some of these stories anecdotally among friends or whatever. Where people will say, you know, there's more moving trucks moving out of Florida than in. Wrong. That is not true. Stop saying that. That ain't happening. They're coming in droves. And can you blame them?
Crist reminded the audience of yesterday's announcement that the country's largest biomass power plant will be built in Florida's panhandle and said that environmentalism can be a boost to the economy.
You know, it's important to understand that going green isn't just good for our environment. It's great for our economy. There is gold in green. And these utilities are proving it. And what will happen is more people will be able to fish in this beautiful state. More people will be able to enjoy our environment. More tourism will continue to come.
But Crist responded to recent criticism by some Republicans for taking action to control greenhouse gas emissions in Florida.
What I need to be concerned with is what's good for Florida, and that is my concern. I want to try to do everything I can to protect Florida, to fight for our state, and do what I believe in my heart is right. And I think it's right to protect our environment and protect our climate.
Some Republican presidential candidates, including Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, have been reluctant to commit to the GOP's YouTube presidential debate to be held in St. Petersburg on September 17th. But Crist said that the exposure of the debate could help their candidacies.
Well, we always want them to come to Florida. I hope that they all come. I think it's important. I think the more opportunity the voter has to see those who are running for office, what their ideas might be, what their demeanor is, and those kind of questions that, you know, come from just regular people, I think is really important, and I am hopeful that all of them will come.
Governor Crist did not mince words when it came to what he thinks about property insurance companies, calling them greedy.
I want to continue to press on this industry that I think has been terribly unfair to our fellow Floridians. My language will get a little stronger. I think they've been greedy. I think they've been unfair, and I think they have mistreated our fellow Floridians, and I'm going to continue to fight for the people that I work for, the people of Florida, to try to get those rates to go even lower. And I am delighted that the Florida legislature has empowered Citizens Property Insurance to actually be able to compete instead of just be the dumping ground for policies as they have been before the reform that occurred in January.
The requirement that all drivers carry personal injury protection, or PIP, no-fault insurance, expires on October 1st. Crist said that he hopes the Florida legislature will address PIP in a special session.
It looks like we're going to have a special session. I know that the Senate president and the speaker think it's important to do so as it relates to our budget. Whether or not PIP is discussed in it is another issue. I personally think it would be a good thing to do so because I think it provides health care to an awful lot of Floridians, but we have to have some consensus in order for that to be able to pass.
One workshop held this morning in the Florida Economic and Job Summit dealt with the role of China and India in Florida's business future. Liz Riley is with the United States Chamber of Commerce and spoke about the importance of exports to Florida's economy.
Florida is doing great. Florida is absolutely benefiting from trade. Last year, it exported $38.5 billion worth of goods to 222 countries. Since 1999, it's been growing at about 15% a year.
Riley emphasized the value of trade with India and especially China, which is Florida's fourth largest trade partner. She mentioned a concern of many Americans, the large trade deficit that the U.S. has with China, but said that it was not entirely a bad thing.
The trade deficit, which is huge, which is $230 billion, but we don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. And we think that by encouraging China to enforce their trade laws and to revalue their currency, that's not going to be an issue.
Chirpin Liu is with the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, Tampa Bay. He encouraged investment by American companies in China, but said that investors should be aware of conflicts in China's economy.
Since China is trying to deal with balancing two systems, where you have both a centralized government, which is still a socialist government, trying to rein in control over a very free-wheeling Wild West economy, that you're going to have times when there are conflicts.
You can learn more about the Florida Economic and Job Summit by visiting the website business.stpete.com. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canan.